Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving the parenting question of the week so you don't have to. This week's question is from Nicole, who says, I have a question about Lego. She does say Lego and not Legos, which I think is correct. My two boys, aged 4 and 6, want to spend the majority of their days with Lego, building it, stashing it all over the house, decapitating every Lego figure they own, and I've established the questionable routine of sorting their Legos in divided containers. We have all the pieces stored by type right now. This is a ton of work and upkeep, and I know it's not sustainable, but if all the pieces are mixed together, they can't find what they need, and then they expect me to help them find what they need. What did you do with Lego? Do you sort it? Do you expect your kids to sort it themselves? Do you leave it all to them and it's a huge mess? P.S. I also have a 6-month-old and I already have anxiety about the Lego she is going to find and swallow despite the constant nagging I do about picking it up. Nicole, I have been in this exact place. Legos are so great. I think they are the best toy there is, and my kids are past the toy age now, but we still have Legos in our house and they still play with them if I get them out, but they have their downsides. There's the obvious one, stepping on them. We've all heard that joke. But also, babies, and they are a choking hazard, and you do have to be careful. So here's what I would say first about the baby thing. Legos are important enough to the kids who love them that I feel like they will abide by the rules that are put around them. They feel like respect is owed to the Lego, and so they will honor whatever code you put in place for the Legos. Partially because they take them seriously. Their creations are very important, and they don't want their little sister getting at them any more than you do. So you can put rules in place like Legos belong upstairs. We did that for a while. Or you can only play with them on the table. We did that. Or in a certain room of the house that you can gate off so that your toddler can't go in. Away from her reach is in their best interest because these things are so fragile. And I have another sort of unpopular opinion here. Hot take, I think it's okay to use crazy glue with the Lego when you're building one of those sets. Harry Potter's, you know, flying witchcraft house that has 7,000 pieces and has to be put in a certain order, and which will break if a slight breeze hits it. And there's much wailing and gnashing of teeth, and it never is the same again. And you spent $75 on that thing. I think a little hot glue is okay no matter what the Lego movie says. But I guess this is sort of my second hot take. I don't love the kits. I think the Lego kits are hard because they lead to you sitting there while they do them, and they need a lot of guidance, and the 8-year-old who really wants the Death Star put together can really not do it without a parent there helping them. And it doesn't allow the sort of open-ended play that I think makes Legos so wonderful. Which is getting back to the point, should you be sorting the Legos? No, don't sort the Legos. The Legos should go in a big bin and everything gets dumped in there, because the best kind of Lego play is the happy accident kind. When you dig through stuff, I want to make a bathroom for a summer camp for my Lego guys, and I couldn't find the piece I wanted, but I did find this other thing, and it kind of looks like a shower head, and I did it all by myself. That's Legos at their best. So I think the sorting thing, no, you can't stay on top of that, and it isn't even an expectation that you and your kids should have around them. I think the digging is the point. I will say we had one of those like Lego pieces of grass, the flat green things, and we did have our figurines stored on them. Once in a while, if my kids were into it, they'd line up all the Star Wars ones together and all the Harry Potter ones together. But even that's not really necessary. If your kids are growing out of the Lego phase, there is a great new program I want to give a shout out to called the Lego Replay Program. You can go to lego.com/replay. This isn't a sponsor. This is a program that Lego has started where you can box up at their expense. They send you the shipping label for free. You box up the Legos. You send them your used Legos that your kids aren't playing with anymore, and they will distribute them to Boys and Girls Clubs and Teach for America locations all across the United States. Sounds like, Nicole, you might be a little far from that. But until then, just get a big thing to dump them in. Encourage your kids to play creatively and not get too rigid about the Legos and keep them off the floor. Send us your parenting questions. We might answer yours next. Email us, questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Oh, hey, everybody.
It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And this is our new podcast, Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. What happens when your creative spark just seems to disappear? Gone.
Poof. Bye.
See ya. What happens when life gets in the way of your creativity instead of nourishing it? That's what happened to Molly and me. We felt like the thing that drove us creatively stopped working and impending doom had in fact impended.
Totally. So we decided to do something about it. And that was steal ideas about getting unstuck from the most creative people we can find. We talked to guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders.
And we're not just talking Bob Ross type paint on paper artists here, though we talk to them too. We're talking to actors, creative directors, dancers, and people who are working hard to be their best creative selves in a world that can sometimes feel real uncreative.
We all have something to teach each other, so let's steal their ideas together.
Join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Pandemics, school calendars,
world events, lack of sleep. Oh, get out of their life gunk.
And let's get back to your best creative self. Subscribe to Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
You're not going to want to miss an episode.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks. Unsticking It.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.